Rotherham Grooming Gang Cover Up Official Handed Diversity Role in the NHS, Report. By Kurt Zindelka on January 5, 2023. A former Labour Party politician is now reportedly serving as a diversity officer for the NHS after previously being accused of attempting to cover up the ethnicity of mostly Pakistani Muslim grooming gangs in Rotherham. A report from GB News has claimed that former Rotherham councillor Maruf Hussain has gone on to serve as the NHS Health Education England Regional Diversity and Inclusion Manager for the Midlands. This is despite the fact that Hussain resigned following the publication of the Casey report, which accused him of having suppressed discussions surrounding the Pakistani heritage of grooming gang child rapists in the city. The investigation went on to find that Hussain, alongside fellow Pakistan Heritage Councillor Jahangir Akhtar, had shot down requests from a police officer to launch a targeted investigation into local Pakistani taxi drivers, after a pattern of child abuse from the segment of the population emerged. It has been estimated by the National Crime Agency that some 1,510 girls, some as young as 11 years old, were raped, sexually exploited, and trafficked by grooming gangs in Rotherham between 1997 and 2013, which included Hussain's time on the local council. Hussain, who resigned following the Casey report, despite publicly rejecting its claims, is reported to have secured a diversity post with the NHS in October of 2020 and was promoted to the national lead of the branch in September of this year. According to his LinkedIn profile, he describes his job as developing and implementing diversity and inclusion programs that deliver equitable outcomes for our workforce. The report from GB News also revealed that Hussain had promoted negative stereotypes about Jewish people, such as them controlling the world through their financial resources on the Noor TV Urdu language news network. During the 2016 appearance on the network, Hussain said that Jewish people have control over the world because they have the ability, financial resources and the capability and the brains and the strategy. Aside from being given a diversity position at the NHS, Hussain has also reportedly served as an anti-Islamophobia activist since leaving office. This included organizing a community meeting with West Yorkshire Police as well as a school's hate crime workshop with the Birmingham City Council. Responding to the revelation that Hussain has fallen upwards into a plush diversity gig at the NHS, a Rotherham grooming gang survivor is reported to have claimed, "Maruf Hussain prioritized defending the Pakistani community over the safety and security of more than 1,500 girls who were systematically abused by these disgusting rape gangs. It is a disgrace that Maruf Hussain works in the public sector, especially in equality and diversity. As a councillor, he prioritized so-called community cohesion over dealing with some of England's most prolific and evil rapists. He let political correctness triumph over justice for over 1,000 innocent girls. He should be outcast from society for his despicable work in Rotherham, and definitely not enjoying a salary funded by the taxpayer." Hussain was not alone in allegedly ignoring the ethnic background of grooming gang members. However, with reports accusing local police of ignoring young white girls being abused by Asian men for fear of being labeled as racist. One police chief inspector was quoted in the report as telling a father of a missing girl that Rotherham would erupt if they were informed that Asian grooming gangs were abusing young white girls. Another report from the mayor of Greater Manchester claimed that officers were told to look for perpetrators of other ethnicities while a Pakistani heritage grooming gang preyed on young white girls with impunity. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.